Test 5. Listen to a radio interview and complete the notes with a word or short phrase. Good morning. Today we've got the author Jim Strong with us. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, tell us, when did you become interested in writing fiction?
Oh, I can't remember exactly, but it was at an early age. You see, my father was an English literature teacher, and he encouraged me to read all kinds of books.
And because of that, English literature was the only subject you liked at secondary school, wasn't it?
Actually, that isn't quite true. I also liked science and art. To be honest, I found the other subjects a bit boring.
Really? So, how old were you when you won your first short story competition?
I was 14, and I won a national competition for young creative writers the year after that. All the other students were older than me, and I don't think they liked losing to a younger teen.
Maybe not. I understand that you started university in Bristol before you were 18. How did you find life there?
Well, it wasn't easy. However, the tutors and the professors were all kind and helpful. The hardest thing was being one of the youngest students in my year. Most of the other students were at least 18 years old.
I see. And now you're writing something completely different. Please tell us about it.
Of course. I'm now working on a biography about a famous explorer. You know, I woke up one day last month and just knew that fiction wasn't for me anymore. However, I still read a lot of fiction, like crime stories or novels. For now, I'm still at the research stage of the new book, which I'm enjoying a lot. I think non-fiction is more interesting, and it'll be easier to get my readers' attention because I'm writing about someone well known. I hope that this biography about Sir Bill Singer will be ready at the end of this year.
Well, we look forward to that, Jim. Come back and talk to us again when the book comes out.
I'd love to.